am going there, I am going there, she said in a voice so gently sweet, that all Adam, smooth her golden hair, and mused like a child at Eva's feet. Then he thought that her hands had thinner grown, her skin more clear, her breath more short, that he, poor Tom, would be left alone with the lessons fair Eva to him had taught.
And weak as she grew as the months flew past, and calling her father, she sweetly said, "O father, my strength it is failing fast. Do let me speak ere it all hath fled."
Then she spake to her friends, "Forever love all that is holy and good and fair, and to Uncle Tom we shall meet above, above with the holy angels there."
Sweet Eva, my darling, the father said, "Do you know me, dear Eva? Say, oh say." Then the child sprang up from its dying bed, but fell again, for its strength gave way.
In breathless silence her friends came round, while her large clear eyes, so fixed and fair, looked on.
A glorious smile o'er her features played, seldom seen in a changing world like this. Then the gentlest of earth, sweet Eva, strayed forth to a world of endless bliss.
Goodbye to thee, Eva, the tomb hath not a treasure more dear in its close embrace. Goodbye.